Then there's this salt thing. Now, whether you believe it or not, this medical dogma has really caused a lot of problems in America. How many of you have ever heard that using a salt shaker is bad? You're going to get hypertension, right? You're going to get heart disease and stroke. What's the first thing that a good farmer puts out for his livestock? A salt block or a salt lick, isn't it? There's nobody out in the pasture telling a cow she's limited to one lick a day. I refuse to believe that my human patients are dumber than a cow. I say, look, go ahead and pick up a salt shaker and you're going to see that lightning won't strike you. You can go ahead and salt your food to taste, you can salt your body, nothing bad is going to happen. And 98% of my patients love it. They bring me hundreds of new patients every month who want to use salt and not feel guilty about it. And 2% of the bean counters, they say, now, Wallach, we love you and respect you. We have this high-priced cardiologist that says you're flying in the face of all the weight and medical evidence. You can't tell people that they can use a salt shaker because you're going to kill them with high blood pressure and heart disease and stroke. Well, I've been redeemed in my view on salt. This came out a little over 4 years ago, close to 4.5 years ago now. This was presented at the annual meeting of the American Heart Association in Portland, Oregon. Doctors lack proof that too much salt is unhealthful. After years of telling healthy people that too much salt isn't good for them, researchers still don't have solid evidence to back up that claim. Now, what do doctors call people who give unsubstantiated medical advice for profit? Call them quacks, don't they? So next time you have a doctor who says, hey, I want you to cut back on your salt so we can reduce your risk of high blood pressure, you can say, doc, you're a quack. And sit back in your chair and enjoy the show, because the doctor is going to go berserk trying to prove to you that salt's bad. In fact, there has never, ever been a single study which shows that restricting salt will add 10 seconds to your life and prevent high blood pressure. There's never been a single study which shows if you have high blood pressure and you restrict salt, that it'll add 10 seconds to your life and cure your high blood pressure. Now, if it's not salt, what causes high blood pressure? Well, it's not salt, first of all, because salt is an essential nutrient. It has a combination of sodium and chloride, both of which you need. And according to the American Heart Association, the minimum daily requirement for a 150-pound person for salt each day is a heaping teaspoon, 6 to 9 grams of salt a day. Now, the Japanese who live longer than we do, the Japanese who live 4.1 years longer than we do and have half the cancer rate, they eat 12 grams of salt a day. They eat 3 times the salt we do. And they live 4 years longer, have half the cardiovascular disease rate, and half the cancer rate we do, and yet they eat 3 times as much salt as we do. So you're beginning to put the puzzle together that doctors really don't know what they're talking about. That's why dead doctors don't lie. Okay, because they really don't know a whole lot. Well, if it's not the salt, and if it's not genetic, what is it? Well, it's actually just a simple mineral deficiency. High blood pressure is a simple mineral deficiency, and I'll tell you that mineral in a minute. And people will say to me, well, if it's just a simple mineral deficiency, Doc Wallach, how come my doctor doesn't tell me? Well, it's not in his financial interest to tell you. Doctors learned 300 years ago that if they treat things just directly, that you're going to be in poverty all the time. The first disease that they learned that they could treat by using nutrients was 300 years ago was iron deficiency anemia. They would take iron filings, put it in vinegar, and somebody who had iron deficiency anemia, they'd give them tablespoons of this vinegar iron mixture, and just in weeks their iron deficiency anemia would go away. They'd make 50 cents. Today they make about $8. Oh yeah, you got iron deficiency anemia, go to the drugstore, get some iron, and that's it. They make $8, you know, through Medicare or your insurance for a little short visit. Well, they learned, we're not going to do that again. And so when you have high blood pressure, even though they've known for many, many years, maybe 50 years, that high blood pressure is a simple mineral deficiency disease, why would they just tell you that? Because they're only going to make $8. So what they've learned to do is get you excited about cholesterol. And they get you on Mevacor, Lipitor, Loped. Then there's calcium channel blockers and beta blockers. And then there's angiograms and angioplasty and stents and bypass surgeries and heart transplants and dealing with strokes and all that kind of stuff from high blood pressure. They make a couple $100,000 over the patient's lifetime when they're treating them for high blood pressure that way. They only make a couple of bucks if they told them the truth about it being a mineral deficiency disease.